Blog Talk Radio.
Dreams, all I could ever need. I was lost off in the streets, blind to the devil's scheme, stretched out, dead in the curb, they said let it be. In my blood I was born, left and rejected, screaming at the top of my lungs, my bones restless, searching for the answer, but asking the wrong questions, dead and unaware that I could be resurrected. But you died to redeem all of my misdeeds, beautify me, go read Ezekiel 16, set me in the heavenly places, what a mystery. Sinners can be one with Christ, righteous in which we are made to partake in the commonwealth of Jacob. Not being counted against us, mama takes us close to the wind, my sins severed, I thank them. Now I rejoice that I belong to the maker. But we can't stop, we keep pressing regardless. So many poor is trapped, left in the margins. Abortion, extortion, wars, even carnage. Everything is false, sin stripping us naked. How do we expect this generation to make it? Writings on the wall, but false prophets will paint it as another sign that you ain't giving your paycheck. But all we need is you, we always lean on you. And all we need to do is just believe the truth. When God's kingdom moves and all things are new, then all things that do will finally reach the root. Running the danger, all I wanna be is faithful in the face of gross temptation chasing me. I major proud when I rested it down on that day, cause people don't see what it takes for me to make them step in the right direction, but you do. Feast on the word every day, keeping it Bruce Bruce. Rather cop three new books instead of new shoes. Baby on that 2K stand, thinking I grew through. Placed on the side to run, praying I grew root. Now I got a brand new sin, leave some new fruit. No matter where your boy try to run, I can't lose.
Good news, change will come, cause we belong to you. I don't know how else to say, but we
off on the block with the rocks and the glass, off in the casket, box on the rocks. But Jesus came and he saved my soul, and he came and he broke some chains and the locks, and it took me into his wings. Now his praises I will sing. Now I take not to my understanding, but on him I lean. On what I mean, oh, let me fill you in, bro. Didn't know what I was in for, but the Bible was my info. This ain't easy, oh no no, but that's my fault, 'cause I said I go. Now he's sending me to the places that we all know Popo don't go. Now I'm running head first, no falling. Demolition Derby, Herbie, what they call me. And I pray to take the pride and the lust away, but I ain't see it, but it taught me how to trust the day. Liquor, lies, weed and deceitfulness, fornicating, cursing, bona fide evilness. Uh-oh, I can feel folks staring. Pardon me as I get transparent, parent, 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 parent. I said he pulled me out of hell. When I say that deal, I said you pull me out of hell. Yeah, and you can trust me when I say that deal. This is me being
Check, 1212, what's cracking? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm your homie Oasis. And today's topic, 24-7. Yeah, 24-7. 24-7. For the Southern in me. Yes, sir. For the Southern folks. 24-7. S-E-M. Them, but 24/7, okay, for the proper 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Yeah, you were made to glorify God. Yeah, who's ever listening? You were made to glorify God. What you think about that? Let that sink in. Today's topic, 24/7, keep your heart and mind in this condition, 24/7. What condition? You got to listen. You got to tune in to see. All right, catch us live or in the archives Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right, catch us live, though. That's when we go live, 7 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays and 11 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays. Yeah, we love our listeners. You know what I'm talking about? Contact us at whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Before we move further, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning because it was you that did. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives because it was you. Again, thank you for creating us and still being with us and having us here to this day. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, forgive us for our shortcomings and flaws. We mess up, we confess up. None of us are perfect. But you just have your way, and you continue to be with us, continue to work with us, and do what you do through us. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, and our lives as well as it is in heaven. Yeah, all for your glory. All glory going to you forever, Father. In the almighty name of Jesus, lead this broadcast how you want it to go. Lead our lives how you want it to go too, how you want them to go. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you being here over here. We 100% transparent, 100% authentic. You know what I'm talking about? Over here we pray. Just did that. We worship and praise. We about to get into that in a few. We get them scriptures. Yeah. You got to hear and do what the scriptures say, though. To be successful with God, ain't no need to just hear and not do. You got to hear and do what God is saying. And that's 24-7. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. You got to hear what God is saying and do what God is saying 24-7 because God don't ever mess up. He always holy. He, you know, he who he is. He always watching. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yes, we always got to give an account to God for everything that we do in these bodies. Yeah. So, got them scriptures on deck. That's where we get our faith from. And then we get our problems solved by doing, because you got to have faith. You got to hear what God is saying. That's where you get faith from. Then you got to work it. Put action with it. I'm talking about. But show with it, man. So it's time for us to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth, man. Get your mind on him. Get your heart on him. Express your love to him, your gratitude to him during these moments. You know what I'm talking about? We appreciate you doing it with us because this is all about fellowship. That's what we do. You don't forsake the assembling of yourselves. That's what church is for. However, we are the church. So you don't forsake the assembling of yourselves to get together and worshiping God together and hearing from God together. Yeah, be encouraged and empowered by God together. That's what this is about. Fellowship with other believers. And hopefully the ones that's outside listening and skeptics, they'll come on in and be believers too. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. But yeah, man, let's get ready to worship and praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. All right? For sure. This is your time with God. Yeah, we together. We going to do it together, but it's still you. Your time. What you going to do with your time with God? You tune everything and everybody else out right now and worship God. Be grateful for what he has done. You know what I'm talking about? And then you come into his presence, and sometimes you see people crying and everything because God, he do what he do. He reveal your heart and he let you know he hear you. And then you come feel how good he is and get up in his presence and everything like that, man. And then you feel how sorry you are, too. Yeah, it's just what it is. It is what it is. This is way more than some emotional stuff over here. We worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. And today's topic, 24-7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know what I'm talking about? All right? So, worship. Thank you.
I give you all of me, Lord. Take all of me. I am yours. I give you all of me, Lord. Take all of me. I am yours.
I give you all. see Jesus. Father, we love you. I have a maker. He formed my heart. Oh, before even time began, my life was in his hands. Oh.
Mic check. Did you like that? Well, I thought you would. Yes, sir. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you're tuned in, we appreciate you being here. We just finished worshiping God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. And that's how you have to do sometimes, man. God is good all the time, so... Even when you're going through difficulties in life and challenges and everything like that, changes, hey,
You can put on some gospel music, man, some good worship and praise music. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever you prefer. You know what I mean? Yeah. God know everything about us. And if nobody else in this world know who you are, God, the Almighty, who's greater than anything and anybody else in this world, he knows your name. He knows who you are. He know every thought that comes to your mind even before it gets into your head, even before it gets to your mind. He already understands every thought. Now, that's a good God, an awesome God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. We do record live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, all right? Wednesdays, we on that Hip Hop and Jesus Christ Bible study. You know what I'm talking about? And Saturdays, we on these topics from the all-knowing one. Yeah, just like today, 24-7. Yeah, get your heart ready and keep your heart in this condition. Yeah, 24-7. What condition? We going to get into the scriptures, and you going to love them. And this broadcast, I want to do a little something different. I wanted to tell everybody who is tuned in to this broadcast today, when you get into the scriptures, when we get into the scriptures, that you write each scripture down. When I call them out, yeah, write them down if you're able to write them down. I know some people be multitasking and can't write right there. They just got to listen. You know what I'm saying? But those that can write them down, and if you get a chance, write these down and go back over the scriptures during the week and stuff in your life. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, for real. Especially these scriptures. Somebody say, especially these. Today, yeah, 24-7, keep your heart in this condition. Yeah, wait till we get into them scriptures, man. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to understand why. But write these down if you are able to. You know what I'm talking about? Once we get into those. All right? But when we are recording live, the call-in number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1 to speak. All right? Pushing 1 on your phone. All right? Listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You know what I'm talking about? Listen live or from the archives. Thank you very much for tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? 12 years strong in this thing in 2022. We reached that in August. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's now September. You know, getting up out of here, the last part of September, too. It's about to be October already. Well, hallelujah. Anyhow, 2022, we going strong, still in God, and we growing in the faith. You know what I'm talking about? I got some good news. Yeah, you tired of hearing the bad news, right? Aren't you tired of hearing all the bad news and chaos and confusion in this world right here? That's some good news for you, shawty. You know what I'm saying? Tune into when Hip Hop Meets the Christ good newsletter. Yeah, the good newsletter. Get it for free. Yeah, you ain't got to use your own money. It'll get it for free, sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, stop treating free stuff like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm talking about? The word of God is free. Get it. You know what I'm saying? You need to get it. Yeah, get that word and then get into you. Jesus already paid it for you. You know what I'm talking about? But get this newsletter. Get it free, sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. Full of God, full of his anointing, full of encouragement. You know what I'm talking about? Full of his power. Also, you know what I'm talking about? For sure. When hiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com if you're interested in that good newsletter. When hiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com if you're interested in the good newsletter from When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Also, the gospel album and the audio book by Oasis are available as well. Yeah. Download. Got that. Hard copy. Got that too. The audio book and the CD. The gospel album. Download or in CD form. Got it. It's ready for you. All right. When hiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We moving right along. Moving right along. Moving right along. Alright? Yeah, this is the Knock 'em Down segment of the broadcast. I gotta find my theme music. Yeah, well, this is where we give the itching ears, thin, yeah, easily offended folks, give them a chance to leave. or repent and get this Jesus like us. This is the God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. Yeah, you give it to God, and he'll give you the victory. Yeah, he the problem solver. Yeah, he's the problem solver. But yeah, so God versus any issue, any problem that we have in life, man, any concern that we have as humans, God is very involved. He loves us. He made us. Understand your thought afar off before it hit your head. He already understand. Already know everything about us. You know what I'm talking about? But hold on. Let me play my theme music right quick before we move on.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will be open shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretion, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible is unreliable, a vicious rule. They're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too.
Yeah. We up in here, man. We gonna keep facing God, those that believe. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man. My issue is, I'm ready to get into this topic. I don't want to keep you waiting any longer for these scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? And they real good. They're going to bless you real, real good. Now, if you're in Christ Jesus, I'm going to let you know from the get-go. All right? There's no condemnation to you if you're in Christ. All right? And these scriptures are for those who are for Christ. They're going to benefit you. That's why I say write them down. They're going to bless you. And you'll be able to live off these for the rest of your life, because the Word of God is living and can start right now. So these scriptures right here are about to bless our hearts, encourage us real good. And I love when I get to do these kind of broadcasts, because I love to encourage. You know what I'm saying? Love to fight. Yeah, fight the opposition. Fight not flesh and blood, but Satan. Yeah. And I love to encourage people. Yeah, I love to fight evil, and I love to encourage. And I ain't even trying to rhyme that, but I'm just saying. Yeah. So when these broadcasts come up, man, like this, some of my favorite, in my favorite category. So 24/7, keep your mind and heart in this condition, 24/7. Remember that. Get your heart right. Keep your heart and mind in this condition. All right? Once you hear these scriptures, keep your heart and mind. Notice and remember, keep your heart and mind in this condition from now on. 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating. Hey, remember God when you're not going through stuff too. When you're on top, celebrating and all that, in the day of prosperity, rejoice. In the day of adversity, consider. But he never did stop saying, rejoice. Matter of fact, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. How about that one? And again, I say rejoice. You know what I'm talking about? I feel like preaching. But let's go to the first scripture, which will be Matthew. Matthew chapter number 7, starting at verse 24. That's what inspired this whole broadcast, 24/7, because we're starting at Matthew 7. And 24. Yeah, 7 days a week, too. 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. 7 days a week. 24 hours a day. Either way it go. 24/7. 7/24. So Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. 24. 24. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let's get it. Matthew. Chapter number 7. Starting at verse 24. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, 24/7. Keep your heart and mind in this condition 24/7. Now, these first two scriptures about to open us up real good. Like I said, once you come across them and God talking to you through this, because this is his word now. Once you understand these, hey, take it to heart. Remember this. Keep your heart in this condition. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 24 says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, whoever hears what God is saying and then does what God is saying, do what he's telling you to do. Yeah, we all got to give an account to God. So, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him or compare him unto a wise man. This is a wise person. If you hear what Jesus is saying, because these words are in red, Jesus is the Word of God. God is Jesus. Jesus is God with us. So, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him or compare him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Yeah, built his house upon a rock. A rock is solid. Yeah, you're a wise person when you hear what God is saying, when you hear what Jesus is saying and telling you, and you do it. This is not religion over here. You have to apply this to your life. Remember, this 24/7, all right? Go to the next verse. It says, and the rain descended. When you start going through stuff in life, the rain coming down, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon that house, because he's comparing you to the house, right? That was built on a solid foundation. So when the rains came, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, it didn't fall. It fell not. It did not fall. Yeah, for it was founded upon a rock. Everything you go through, you don't fall. You keep standing, right? Yeah. One thing that reminds me of the child of God, the sons of God, is a cat. You say, a cat always land on his feet. Mm-hmm. We always get up. We keep standing. Yeah, we get up. The just man may fall. May fall seven times, but you get back up each time. That's the thing about us. We ain't quite cats, but I'm just saying that. You know, do a little comparison. And the cats got something in their spine or something. This is what I find out about it. Got something in their spine, some kind of way God made their spine, and they just twist when they falling. Before they hit the ground, they twist every time, and that's how they land on their feet every time. And then you see the cat. I don't know if you ever seen it. And then I'm talking about once he land on his feet, he walk away smooth too. And smooth with it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dog person. I'd rather have a dog, but I'm just saying. I see the smoothness of the cat. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just going to keep it that smooth. But I'm just saying, lay on their feet and just keep on pushing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody see nothing. You ever walk and trip? Be like the cat. Ain't nobody see nothing. Keep it smooth now. Keep it smooth. Everybody do that. Yeah, some folks ask you, how was your trip? Yes, sir. Oh, but then, how was your trip? But I'm just saying, Charlie, I'm just saying. Be smooth like the cat, that's the point. But yeah, so it didn't fall though. The winds came, the floods came, the rain fell on it, and it beat upon that house, you the house. Yeah, and it fell not. It didn't fall when life beat you, when the winds of life blow on you, when the rain of life rain down on you, the floods of life come up on you and drown you and do all that to you, but you don't fall. You don't give up. You don't quit. Why? Because you found it upon a rock. It ain't your own strength. You found it upon a rock. Built his house upon the rocks. 7:24, Matthew 7:24. We just in verse 25 now. But don't forget, verse 24, that's why we came here. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. You got to hear and you got to obey. That's what the commandments are all about. God commands us, because it's not about the law anymore, but God commands us. Now, that's obedience. When he tell you to do something, do it. You understand, right? So if you hear what Jesus is saying and you do what Jesus is saying, Jesus compares you and me, I'm putting myself in there, yeah, to a wise man, a wise human being. That makes you wise. You know what I'm talking about? Now, next scripture, go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter number 1. Write that down. And then find it. Joshua chapter number 1, verse 8. like I said, these scriptures just to open us up, getting us ready for the rest of these months. Watch this. These first two. That one that we just read, with those two right there, and then this one. But it really was Matthew 7 and 24. You know, 25 just give it more strength. So Matthew chapter 7, 24. Now we're going to Joshua chapter 1 and verse, what's it, 8. Hold on, still ain't found it yet myself. So you got a little bit more time to find it. But Joshua chapter number 1, it's in the Old Testament. Verse 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. You shall meditate in it day and night. You may not be called to preach. You know what I'm saying? I want to get in the pulpit. You may not have. You may not be called to do that. You preach with your life. There's too many people trying to run and get in the pulpit, and they don't have the life. Look at this verse and understand this verse. Let's start at the beginning again. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it. This is how you make it personal. But thou, that's you, you shall meditate in there, therein, day and night, that you may observe to do. This is why you study it. This is why you meditate in it. This is why you get in it. So you can observe to do according to all that is written in it. So that you may observe to do all, according to all that is written therein, for then you shall make your way prosperous. You want that part. This is how you be successful with God. You want the prosperity part of it. Okay, now it's another scripture that says, I want you to prosper. I wish above all things that you prosper as your soul prospers. See, like I said, you got to have the soul. You got to have the life with it. You got to have your soul prospering and be prosperous with that. Even as your soul prospers, you can't out-prosper your soul. There's a lot of that going on. People rich with riches and material wealth, but they don't have a rich soul. They evil in the inside. Wicked, but this tells you how to have make your way prosperous, and then it says, then you shall have good success as well. You're going to prosper. You're going to thrive in life, increase, keep growing, going the right way, right? And with God, then you're going to have good success as well when you hear and do. Now, those are the first two or three verses, you know what I'm talking about, first two verses. They open us up for these next verses. All right, let's go to Psalms chapter number 118 then. Psalms chapter 118. Like I said, write that down because these will help you. These will power you up throughout life. You know what I'm talking about? So however, hear them, remember what you're hearing, and then, you know, be encouraged by them and do what God telling you. Psalms 118. Because that's what makes all these work and come together. That's what makes you successful. Then you will be prosperous and have good success. Yeah, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them, I'm going to compare you to a wise man. Then you're going to have, you'll be prosperous and have good success when you meditate in this day and night and you observe to do it. Not to tell nobody else how to do it, but you do it. Okay? Now, Psalms 118, verse 24. Look at that. There go 24 again, but let's go. Psalm 118, verse 24. 24-7. All right. Psalms 118, verse 24. It says, this is the day which the Lord has made. Okay? We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, that's a powerful scripture. That's what I told you. Write it down. And you can apply this to your life every day. You can apply this to your life 24/7 because God is the one that makes every day. The days were fashioned for me before I was born. That's what the scripture says in Psalms 139. You made the days for me before I even got here. So this is the day that the Lord has made. That's every day you wake up. That's Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday, right? On the weekend too. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will do what? rejoice and be glad. These are not my words. This is the words that's in God's word. It's God's word. All right? Somebody who had faith in God wrote this. You know what I'm talking about? This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Celebrate. Have a little party, yeah. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. And it says, and be glad. Told you, celebrate. Yeah, have a party on them. You know what I'm talking about? That's every day, though, bro. And sister, this is getting your heart right for it. This is about God. All right? Knowing that every day you wake up, it's the day that the Lord has made it. And he made it. That's number one. That's more than enough reason to rejoice and be glad. Every day, 24/7. All right? Next scripture, Psalms chapter 24. How about that one? Another 24. 24/7. All right? Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. Sometimes I have to remind y'all that I've graduated from Princeton, Harvard, and Yale already now. At the same time. Yes, sir. Cum laude and valedictorian. But don't mess with me at the top of my class, bruh. Because I found something greater than Princeton, Harvard, and Yale. Yeah. I got this Jesus. Psalm chapter 24, verse 1. This is another one. Write it down. This is a good reminder, too. Not only is this the day that the Lord has made, not only am I going to rejoice and be glad in it every day, right? So it says, Psalm 24, verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's. The whole earth is his. He the one made the days, right? And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything on the earth. The world and they that dwell in it. Everybody on the earth too. You want me to read it again? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's everything. The fullness thereof. That's everything. The fullness thereof, the world, and they. That's the people that dwell therein. People belong to the Lord. Everything on the earth belongs to the Lord. The whole earth. Yeah, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything on it. The world and they that dwell therein. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Yeah, Psalm 24:1. Remember that. Yeah. Whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have everlasting life. All right? The earth is whose? The Lord's. Everything on it. The world and they that dwell therein. The people as well. So, yeah, these some power-up scriptures. You know what I'm saying? Go to Philippians chapter 4. That's the next one. I told you to write them down, man. Yeah, they already sounding good and reminding you. Yeah. Powering you up real good and encouraging you, right? Yeah. Philippians chapter number 4. It's in the New Testament there. Philippians. You don't know how to spell the whole thing. Just abbreviate it. So you will know where it's at. And then when you find it, it'll show you how to spell it. But Philippians, the New Testament, P-H. It don't start with an F. Okay? P-H. Philippians, right around Galatians, Ephesians, and Colossians and stuff. Philippians is up in there. P-H-I-L. Not F. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, another power up. You know what I'm talking about? Then I'm going to let you meditate on these since they so, you know, they're short, but they power-packed. You know what I'm saying? So keep your heart in this condition. Know these scriptures. Be reminded of these. And they work 24-7. This is the day that the Lord has made, 24-7. We shall rejoice and be glad. But what about what I'm going through? If you keep your mind on Jesus, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Yeah, we get that peace that passes all understanding. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Do what? Rejoice. Celebrate. Yep, let your heart do that. Yeah. the rest will follow after that. But if you got an evil heart, it ain't going to follow. You're going to be in some trouble. So rejoice in the Lord always. You got to get this heart, your heart condition, to know that it's okay to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Yeah, God is for you. Who can be against you? Sometimes we can't see it, but you got to look past this physical. So you have to change your focus to God. That's why, you know, when you're going through something, you shouldn't go away from God, but you should get closer to God. You should read your Bible even more. That'll sure enough get you up close to God, man. But you got to read it and hear what he's saying and do it. All right? So rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Go down to verse 7. This is another one, Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. That's another one. Write it down. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Remember this. Get it in your heart. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. The peace of God. Sometimes you can't understand what's going on in life. You can't understand what God is doing. You see what I'm saying? Either. So he gives you peace, though. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Yeah, he's going to keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus with his perfect peace. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. Because you don't understand sometimes. But his peace shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. One more verse before we go to this praise break. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's going to be a little shorter broadcast than the other ones seem like. You know what I'm saying? So, but we're just going to let it flow. Philippians chapter 4, we still right here. Write this one down too, verse 19. Yeah, these verses will get worried all the way up out of your life. That's why I say get your heart right. Have your heart in this condition. Keep your heart and your mind in this condition 24/7. That's why I say write these scriptures down. They will come in handy. Yeah, and then don't just write them down, but go to them. You're going to need them. That's what meditate is. Read them over and over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Understand them. Like if you read it every day, once a day or something, or more than once a day. You see what I'm saying? We got to work this into our lives like we work all this other stuff into our lives. So work your faith. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. This is a very good one too. But my God shall supply all your need. Who's going to do it? My God shall supply what? All your need. You're going to always have what you need. You might not have what you want, but you're going to always have what you need. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And God is rich. He owns everything. He's super duper. Ain't nobody more rich than him. His house, you know, his where he live at, his throne and all that. The streets made out of transparent gold. And you ain't never seen that before. Transparent gold. Yeah. Streets made out of transparent gold, and then the city made out of transparent gold. Don't mess around. You eating fruit off a tree, and it produce every season, and it's for the healing of nations. Like, what? Yeah, that's why fruit, it's a shadow, because fruit is so healthy now. And vegetables, you know what I'm saying? It's a shadow of it, right? So, yeah, man, my God shall supply all your need. Whatever you need, God shall supply it. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is real. Got to understand that. This is speaking about God and who he is to us. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, 24/7. Yeah, keep your heart and your mind in this condition. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. That's why I tell you, write these scriptures down. You hear what Jesus is saying, and you do what Jesus is saying. Yeah. And he compares you to a wise person. All right? When Hip Hop Meets Christ, we appreciate you tuning in. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ooh. the crisp and the cash run out.
No doubt.
Baptizing the street scriptures, y'all can get with this. Calming nerves, make believers out of atheists. We break bread and we thankful when we still ain't got it. When we share unconditional love, you know about it.
The life.
life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
Mic check 1212 was cracking. We up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah. Today's topic 24/7. These some fire scriptures. Fire, as y'all want to call it these days, but fire, as we call it down here. And that ATL. You know what I'm talking about? ATL style. All right. 24/7. It's today's topic. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Write these scriptures down. Yeah, I ain't never been on another broadcast where I emphasize for people to write these down. I don't think I ever did another one before this. Probably won't even do it after this. But these right here, these scriptures that you are hearing today, write them down, because you're going to have to meditate on these, and they come in. They come in. See, the Word of God is living, and you're going to see it through these scriptures. Yeah, you can apply these 24/7. Get these in your heart and your mind. Get your heart and mind in this condition 24/7. All right? So in case you missed any of the scriptures, let me go over the ones that we done went over so far, and then we'll pick up and continue with the next scriptures. But we went over Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. That's what inspired the whole thing. Yeah, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Inspired 24/7. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And the other way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and verse 25. Or circle 24, but that was that one. All right. Joshua chapter 1 and 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Psalms 118. And Psalms start with a P. P-S-A-L-M. All right? Psalms. Psalm 118, verse 24. Remember, Psalms starts with a P. P-S-A-L-M. All right? Psalm chapter 118, verse 24. And Psalms chapter 24. And verse 1. Psalms 24, verse 1. All right? Philippians chapter 4. And verse 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, verse 7, and verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, verse 7, and verse 19. And that brings us up to where we are right now, and we're ready to go with the next scriptures. Continue on. Go to 1 Thessalonians. T-H-E-S-S. Thessalonians. Spelt like it sounds. T-H-E-S-S-A-L-O. I-A-N-S. It's kind of long. But 1 Thessalonians. So I started you off. You can abbreviate it. Put 1st, T-H-E-S-S, and then put a period. And then when you find it, you can fill in, or you just know. That's how it is. So some of these scriptures are the names of the books in the chapters. You have to abbreviate them. Or you can abbreviate them, and, you know, as long as you know what they are talking about. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. That's in the New Testament too. Make sure you go to Thessalonians with the one in front of it, because it is two of them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. All right, chapter number 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Verse 18 says, in everything give thanks. Do what? In everything. In some things, nope. In everything. In a lot of things, nah. It says in everything, give thanks. Even, I'm talking about the good times and the bad times. I'm not going to add no ugly to it. We're going to have some balance in here. There's going to be no two negatives. You know what I'm talking about? The good and the bad. So in everything, give thanks. When you're up and when you're down. Yeah. Because you can rejoice in the Lord always. Always. Right? And again, I say rejoice is what that scripture said. So in everything, give thanks. You know God is in control. That's why you can give thanks and everything. And look, you're not going to do this on your own. Now, trying to do this on your own, you're going to fail. All right? Get your heart and your mind in, and then, like, the Holy Spirit, yeah, he powers us up. So in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. This is what? The will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You want to know what the will of God is in Christ Jesus concerning you? We just read the scripture. Give him thanks in everything. That's the will of God for you. That's in Christ Jesus. Let me read it again. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. When you're going through, when you're going to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, going to the finish line, you reached it. And when you're going through, because you got to make it. It's a long way to the finish line. So in everything, give thanks, because God is always constant. He's always there. You can always thank him. Don't ever cuss him. You're not going to be right, and it's not going to go good when you cuss him. So don't do it. In everything, give thanks, though. That's what he wants. That'll put a smile on his face. Yeah, he ain't just walking around mad. But the way people behave, yeah, they got him mad at him. You know what I'm saying? Because they not doing what he said. He says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Before we move on, go up back a few verses to verse 16. And we're going to read down again. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, go to verse 16 this time. It says, rejoice evermore. Now, he keeps saying rejoice. That's one of the themes of this broadcast. That's because the scriptures keep saying rejoice. It ain't a theme that I made. The scriptures keep telling us to rejoice. How many scriptures we done read today where it say rejoice in the Lord? I'm talking about always and again I say rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Now, here go rejoice again. I think we had another one too. But rejoice evermore, always. Keep your heart in a rejoicing position. But I don't want to rejoice. Okay, that's you. You don't want to, right? But that ain't what God told you to do. He said rejoice. I don't feel like I want to be mad. Okay, be mad then. And stress out and all that. That's you. You choosing to do that. Rejoice evermore. Then verse 17 says pray without ceasing. So that's pray without stopping. Don't ever give up on God. Don't ever stop praying. Don't ever think that your prayer don't work. It don't matter how long you got to pray. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you got to learn to pray God's will. Yeah, it always fall back on us, don't it? Yeah. The only thing don't fall back on us is our salvation, and I'm glad that don't, because we would never make it. That's on God, and that's real. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. So pray without stopping. Pray without ceasing. Pray without giving up. Okay? Then verse 18 says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I threw a couple of more verses in there. All right, next scripture we're going to is Romans chapter 8. Write that down. Find it too. Romans chapter number 8, spelled just like it sounds. R-O-M-A-N-S. Romans chapter 8, that's in the New Testament. Like I said, don't be ashamed if you have to use your table of contents. I've been reading the Bible for 20-something years. I still have to use my table of contents sometimes, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I got one of the Bibles I've used got the tabs on the side. So, but most of the time, I just be flipping until I find it. I kind of know what's in the Old Testament and New Testament by now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know if it's in the Old Testament or New Testament. So Romans chapter 8, that's in the New Testament. That's after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you got to go to Acts. And after Acts is Romans. Chapter 8, verse 28. It's a good, powerful one. 24-7. This is applied. This can be applied 24-7 in your life. It's a good one. All of them good, ain't it? Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know. Not we believe either. We know. Yes, sir. That's some confidence right there. And we know that all things, everything that happens in your life, we know that all things work together. Everything working together. The good and the bad. God working together. The evil and the good, right? He works it together. Yeah. For the good of them that love God. Do you love God? Because if you love God, this is how you check and know if you love God or not. If you are obeying him. Mm-hmm. You can say it all day with your mouth, but God wants that action, because actions does speak louder than words. Don't get caught up in what people say. What are their actions displaying? There's more than one way to communicate. It ain't just out of your mouth. What are people doing? Look at that. And we know that all things work together for good, though, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. If you love him and you about his business, everything working together for your good. That's why you got to hear what he's saying and do what he's saying. That's why Jesus set us up in the first place and said we wise if we hear what he's saying and do it. Because here come all the benefits. He's working everything out for your good. Yeah. Your life don't stop. You keep going. Everything you are going through in life, everything you have been through, with God, he working out for your good, man. It'd be a learning experience and stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? You have to change that behavior. We know that all things work together for good. That's a great benefit of God. Yeah, working everything out for your good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, about his business. Yeah, his will being done, knowing your purpose that God created you for, or at least seeking God so he can tell you and lead you. And one thing, you start here, you know that you're here to rejoice, to worship and praise God. And you can rejoice, but yeah, we are made by God. We are made for God. We are made for his glory, to give him glory. That's what your mouth is used for. That's what your voice is for, to give God some glory like angels do. They praise God. People got a problem. They want to use their gifts and talents that's from God to get paid. I want to give God no glory. Now, who wrong? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, God don't want to give people the gifts of singing and, you know what I'm saying, and writing and, you know, songs and all that, and even movies and stuff, man, but they want to do it for the money and end up doing it, and that leads them to the dark side. So that's why you see so much dark movies and TV shows and all kind of stuff now, music, you know what I'm saying, because they don't want to do it for God. Use your gifts and talents that you got for God, man. We are here created by God and for God. It ain't just the angels that praise God 24/7. Yeah, the humans supposed to praise God 24/7 too. I feel like preaching, but I'm here to encourage you. You know what I'm talking about? Feel like preaching, but we're going to keep it. Encouragement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's preaching too, though. I'm just saying. We know that all things work together for good. Everything in your life working together for your good right now. I don't care if you understand it, see it or not. If it don't feel good, it don't look good, everything's still working for your good when you're on God's side. You love God, right? To them who are called according to his purpose. Yeah. That don't mean you don't mess up and don't fall. We all fall short of the glory. But you get your behind back up and you keep going. Yeah, stay focused on God. And now he corrects you. But don't get mad at him and his correction either. Keep it going. And remember this scripture. All things work together for you good. Yes, sir. Everything working together for you good. Next scripture we going to will be Isaiah. Isaiah. It does start with the I. Isaiah chapter number 26. I-S-A. That's how it starts off. I-S-A-I. Isaiah. Chapter 26. That's in the Old Testament too. Isaiah chapter 26. Let's get it. Isaiah chapter number 26. Write that down. Here come another one. They keep coming at you automatic. Back to back. These scriptures right here, man. Isaiah chapter 26. Oh, man, I already highlighted, so I know these five. Verse 3. Ooh, look at that. Isaiah 26, verse 3. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace. Her too. You will keep him in perfect peace. And what? In perfect peace. You won't be bothered. You'll always have your peace. I'm telling you, and this real now. Because that's what I've been experiencing. That perfect peace. Because this is what you got to do. You will keep him. God gonna keep you in perfect peace, but you have to keep your mind stayed on him. See how that works? It's a relationship. God gonna keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on him? If you keep your mind on him, because he trusts in you, that means you trust in God. no matter what happens, no matter the coronavirus, no matter hung hip hop, no matter the shootings, no matter the killings, no matter the, whatever it is. The kidnappings, the rapings, God still see all of it. But he going to keep you in perfect peace if we will keep our mind on him, because we trusting in him. Yeah, man going to do evil. We trusting, yeah, we trusting in them to do what they doing. But whosoever will still come over here to Jesus now. He's still recruiting, still room in the kingdom. All right? His spirit's still here. But Isaiah 26, verse 3, let's highlight that. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Now go to verse 4. Trust you in the Lord forever. You trust in the Lord forever. That's from childhood, whenever you hear this, and the rest of your life too. Yeah, from childhood to adulthood, everything. Oldhood. Yeah, even when you get to be an old person, I trust you in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And I want you to know that, you know, and notice, God wants us to notice that. See how he is constant in everything that you go through in life. God is always constant. Spring, summer, fall, winter, he's still there. Got to know that. And he's still for you. All right? Let's see. I want to say, go to one more scripture, and then we're going to do a break. And then we'll come back and finish. All right? So let's go to Psalm 68, then we're going to go to a praise break. So Psalms chapter number 68. And remember, Psalms spelled with a P. P-S. The P silent. What language is that? Yeah, right. P-S-A-L-M. Spell Psalm. Pronounced Psalm, I guess. Yeah, say it like that. Psalm. Pronounced Psalm. P-S-A-L-M. So Psalms chapter number 68. Psalm 68. Write that down. These are going to come in handy for you. Ooh. Psalm 68 verse 1. I like that. I'm saying that about a couple of verses. All these verses ain't. Oh, I told you, 24-7, shouting. Yeah, use these verses, 24-7. Put your heart and mind in this condition. You're going to have to meditate on these. And that means, you know, focus on them. Focus on them on purpose, too. Take your time. They're short, but they're powerful. So there's no excuse. They short verses, but they powerful as a mug. So powerful that they took up the whole broadcast. You know what I'm saying? So Psalm chapter number 68, verse 1 says, let God arise. I like that one. Now, let God arise. Let his enemies do what? Be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies run away. Be bold as the lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. He ain't ran from nobody. He didn't even run from death, cuz. You know what I'm talking about? Let God arise. He didn't even run when they came to get him with their weapons and their torches and stuff in the middle of the night when most folks sleep. Even his disciples were sleeping. He still didn't run. Yeah, who y'all looking for is what he said. And walked up on them, too. And went to meet them. Who y'all looking for? They say, we looking for Jesus. And then when Jesus responded and said, I am he, they fell to the ground. You know what I'm talking about? Ooh-wee. Now, that's powerful. It's all in your Bible. They coming to get Jesus. It's a bunch of them. And Jesus got like two or three of his disciples out there. It's late night. Morning, whatever. He know they finna come get him because they evil. You know, about 2 or 3 in the morning, he know they finna come get him. So he out there praying, talking to God. He wanted his disciples to pray with him, but they kept getting sleepy. So, you know, it's early morning, 2, 3 in the morning, something. You know what I mean? But they rolled up on Jesus, come get him, because Judas betrayed him, showed them exactly where Jesus was that night. You know what I'm saying? Jesus didn't run. His disciples sleeping and everything. Felt like God, he felt God forsake him, you know. He still didn't run. He didn't back up from the enemy or opposition. He stepped to him as they were stepping to him, and he asked them who they looking for. They replied, Jesus. Now, remember, it's a bunch of them. There's a lot of them came to get him. We looking for him. We looking for Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said, I am he, and all of them hit the ground, though. As soon as he said, I am he, that's power. That's how God let Jesus know he's still with him, and that's how God let them people know. Yeah, his power too, through Jesus. They all hit the ground, fell to the ground, as soon as Jesus said, I am he. Y'all looking for him. Y'all got weapons, and y'all being bad now. They left sick and sad. All right, man, where we at? I'm sorry. Let God arise, though. And let his enemies run away. Let his enemies be scattered. That's right. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Yeah. Jesus could have made them run. Y'all see, they hit the ground. As soon as he said, I am he, now he could have made them run. So let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee. Run away before him, because he the one that's rising now. When the enemy come in like a flood, God lifts up his standard. People too busy worrying about what the devil doing. That they be focused, they don't be focused on or know that God is still doing things, or he done finished it, really. That's how almighty he is. That's how awesome he is. He already finished it. We just living it out. You know what I'm talking about? If we can really understand and take God at his word and understand who he is, we really wouldn't worry. We really would get the benefits of this word, man. We really wouldn't have to preach hard like this. You know what I'm saying? And still don't get through to you. Golly. But whosoever will, it'll get through to you if you're willing to receive this truth. So Psalms chapter number 68. Go to verse 3 now. It says, but let the righteous be glad. Do what? Let the righteous be glad. And guess what it say after that? Let them rejoice. There it is again. I tell y'all, that's the theme. 24-7, your heart can be in a rejoicing position. Yeah, even when you're going through, because God is good. You got to get your mind off of your problems, especially the ones you can't solve, and put them on God, the problem solver. So let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. He always watches. And let them, it say, let them exceedingly rejoice. Why am I through this phone? Let them exceedingly rejoice. God ain't playing when he's saying rejoice, man. Let me look up some more synonyms. I know I took a stab at it. Sometimes we think we know. But let's really look at what rejoice is. Let me look up synonyms for rejoice. This is the theme. God wants us to do this. It says feel or show great joy or delight. Yeah, great joy. Yeah. Not just regular joy, but great joy. Becoming great joy. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, feel or show great joy or delight. All right, here go the synonyms. Happiness, pleasure, joy, gladness, delight, cheer, jubilation. You know what I'm saying? Triumph, celebration. I thought I put celebration in there. All right. Triumph, celebrate. Yeah, celebration, throw a party. It says merrymaking. Merrymaking, that means you ain't got to wait for Christmas to be merry. Uh-oh. Yeah, merry. You ain't got to wait. You can be merry. Yeah, that's what I say on Christmas time anyway. We be merry during the year. You know what I'm saying? Because God is good. This joy that I have, all right, Christmas didn't give it to me. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. The holiday itself. Yeah, the Christ of Christmas gave it to me, though. This joy I have, this world didn't give it to me. I don't need to wait till Christmas to get joy because Jesus, I got him 24-7. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I got him 24-7. Psalms chapter number 68. So don't let anything take away your joy. Don't let consequences, don't let situations, don't let life, your decisions, good or bad, take away your joy. Because we got to read Psalms chapter 68, verse 3 again. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yeah, let them exceedingly rejoice. The reason you always have a reason to rejoice is because God is for you, and God got your back, and God working everything out for your good. That's no, I couldn't even stop. I tried to just give one reason, and those three that I gave ain't just those. Not it. They don't stop there. You know what I'm saying? There's way more. But yeah, rejoice before God, and it says exceedingly rejoice. So rejoice is already what I say, expressing great delight, right? Great joy. All right, so joy by itself is good. I'm talking about that's super, superb. But then it says expressing great joy, and then that goes with this exceedingly rejoice too. So a big old celebration in Satan's face and show him, yeah, you thought you had me down. You thought you was going to get me out. You thought I was going to give in to what you're saying, but no, I reached beyond that and started looking at what God is saying and what God is doing. Yeah. Boy, this got super good. Look at what God is doing, and I'm going to believe what God is saying. And he told me to rejoice before him because he see everything. Even before it happened, he saw it yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he saw the day yesterday. Like, well, he already saw it. I don't even want to say he saw it yesterday because he done seen it. It might have been years from now. Ages. Decades. You know what I'm talking about? Psalms chapter 68. Verse 19. I like this one. We just came across this one together, remember? And if you don't remember, you're about to get up on it now. Psalms chapter 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits. What? He don't daily load you with stress. He don't daily load you with evil. He daily loads us with benefits. Another word for benefits is blessings. That's why you bless him. Don't curse him. He daily loading you with benefits. He daily loading us with blessings. Even the God of our salvation. Selah. And Selah, that's meditate. Pause right here. Go back up on that verse. When I come across the word Selah in these scriptures, I at least read that verse or the few verses before that. I at least read them about three times. So let's go ahead and read verse 19 again. Yes, sir. I like this one. Blessed be the Lord who daily, every day, daily loads us with benefits. He daily loading you with benefits. He don't just give little. He be giving big, man. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. I think I read that about four times. One more time. This is what you do. You bless the Lord. So Psalms chapter 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. All right, you're going to catch that break and we'll be right back, man. We almost finished. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets Christ, I hope you're enjoying this. You know what I'm saying? 24-7. Keep your heart in this condition. What condition? In a rejoicing one, man. You know what I'm talking about? So I got you. Working it all out for your good, too. You're about his business, ain't you? And you love him? He's working it all out for your good, then. We'll be right back. When hip-hop meets the
crowd. It's dinner time.
Shandae.
K-O-B-G.
Kids organized by God.
You know.
When hip-hop meets Christ.
Industry.
It's Jesus till I D-I-E. What you staring for? We ain't playing, boy. Don't know what you do, but it gives me joy. Tell Satan close curtains, we shutting them down. Authority of Jesus stronger every round. Yeah, I got my faith in the right place, and my heavenly Father got to see his face. It's like this, God got my back. Told me stand focused and then attack. And from now on through eternity, it's our time, ain't no plan, you see. Marching in the army of G-O-D with the power of God, the Christ is in me. The industry crushed up and finished by him. He staying strong, ain't no copper, no plea. Hallelujah, get all your glory. I'm praising them like angels, just let me be. Greater is he than is in me. I'm praising them like this cause Christ set me free. Christ is the key, listen to me. He still got a whole lot of L-O-V-E. And when he comes back, every eye's gonna see. And the devil be bows from every knee. It's like this.
Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this. Like this, like this.
For the king, no, we finna break back. I clean the demons out like Ajax. And they clowning on us, we ain't living cold. But y'all know, homie, don't play that. And I'm about to peel the devil face back. And they like, ooh, Earth, don't say that. The king been is over here, and if you ain't about that life, homie, then stay back. Ain't got the Christ, but you need that. Made miracles, half of y'all seen that. And all the evil gon' cease when the king back. We finna make Martin Luther King dream happen. They selling they soul for the greenback. You don't believe that, you better think twice. Jesus died from a sin. Now that's a real sacrifice. Counted by the angels watching over me in heaven. Start riding, thou shalt come for me, demolishing the devil. I'm about to hit the gas so hard my foot gon' break the pedal. I'm shot up with the word and I'm gunning for the devil.
Come on, gather round now, gather round now. Look now, how many times did you premeditate what you thought was your fate? Cause you couldn't just wait, you had to have it the way that you thought in your mind. But in the end, everything came in time. But before the time, you was losing your mind. You was racing and rushing and falling behind. But let me tell you about God and the way that she works. I mean the way that he works, I mean the way that we work. You gotta trust in your Lord, everything is in accord. Don't rush or fuss, you're gonna get yours. Close your eyes, your heart, your ears, your mind to the ways and thoughts of mankind. And seek ye first the kingdom of God, and things won't seem so hard. You gotta trust your Lord. Tell them about it. Trump and obey. Trump when afraid. Trump when you're paid. Trump when betrayed. Trump when you fear. Trump when you're unclear. Trump when you're here. Trump when you're near. Trump when you're down. Trump when you're found. Trump when you're clowned. Trump, come on, let's do it again. Let's raise it up. Come on, look. After you live and you learn it, you see, you will learn how to trust in your G-O-D. You will be so free, you won't see no me. You will only see the will of the Almighty. You think of what? Well, your will, give it up. Stop thinking and begin to live it up. Every time you think it's one way, it's not. Every time you wanna start, you really stop. Trust in the inner, the outer is for the sinners. In fact, this whole rap is for beginners. Those that have talked and walked up on the path know that they get what they want before they act. So why rush? If your respect is due, whatever you don't have is protecting you. It's what you do have to be bringing the drama. Ask and it shall be given with a comma. Trump and obey. Trump when afraid. Trump when you're paid. Trump when betrayed. Trump when you fear. Trump when you're unclear. Trump when you're here. Trump when you're near. Trump when you're down. Trump when you're bound. Trump when you're clowned. Trump. Thoughts of things, they manifest and you decree it. But God be looking out for you, putting a stop to what you're about to do in your life and in your circumstances. Every time you speak, you be taking chances, talking about things that you really don't have to have. So when you get them, your life turns sad, your life turns bad. And why would your God be allowing that? Trust in God, that's where the crown is at. It's not in what you get, it's what happens after that. So if you think your life is shrinking, it may be because you keep thinking. Not that intellect is wrong, it's just the beginning. It might be time to move on. Trump and obey. Trump when afraid. Trump when you're paid. Trump when betrayed. Trump when you fear. Trump when you're unclear. Trump when you're here. Trump when you're near. Trump when you're down. Trump when you're bound. Trump when you're clowned. Trump.
Mic check.
You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. 24/7. 24/7. All right. For you. All right.
But 24/7 for the rest of you. You people. We about to wrap it up. Wrap it up, man. Let's wrap it up, man. Joel, J-O-E-L. That's the name of the book we're going to in the Bible. Joel, chapter number 2. Let's go. That's in the Old Testament. Now, Joel is tricky, so you will probably have to use your table of contents to go up in there. I'm going to make sure I don't have to use, I don't think I'm going to have to use mine. I'm trying to see that. But Joel is in the Old Testament. And it's a short book, too, so you, it is for me. But yeah, you may have to look in the table of content, but that's okay. I'm waiting for you to get it. Joel chapter 2, I'm waiting for you.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Joel chapter number 2. Keep your heart in this condition. And one of the things that we came across was rejoicing. Yeah, God wants us to rejoice, man. Yeah, this ain't religion. Rejoicing, that ain't no religion, bruh. That's a condition, you feel me? To feel or show great joy or delight. Because number one, you trust in God. That give you perfect peace. Keep your mind on him. You know what I'm saying? Trust in him. Rejoice. Show great joy. Gladness. Celebration. Triumph. I like triumph too. Yeah. Overcoming. Yeah, everything that tried to stop you, overcoming your opposition, the bad behavior, the God doing, you know, make you trip up and, yeah, go against God, get you in trouble. Overcome. Triumph. You got God with you. The only thing God won't do is make your decisions for you. You have to get the decisions made. You have to make the decisions, yeah, yourself. All right, Joel chapter 2, you got it yet? Verse 23. Go to verse 23. About to get you up out of here. Verse 23 and verse 26. And that's it for today. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 says, be glad. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord, your God. And rejoice in the Lord. He's the Lord. He's over everything. Then you made him your God. So you got every reason to rejoice. Be glad then, you children of Zion. Zion is praise. Those of us that praise God. So be glad then, you praisers. Yeah, you children of Zion. And rejoice in the Lord, your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately. You know, he gave you a little taste. He gave us a little taste of his presence moderately. You know what I'm talking about? A little taste of his blessings. You know, this promised land. He has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, okay, and the latter rain, all in the first month, going to come at the same time, in the first month. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. First month is next month, in case y'all didn't know. For us, we don't wait till January. Yeah, we in the world, not of it, but our first month starts in October. Yeah, the harvest time. Yeah, for God. Oh, yes, yes. That's our first month. So get ready. He's saying it right here. I'm going to read that over with you knowing that now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're about to get out of here. These are the last two verses. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 again says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Show great delight, great joy in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Gonna do something real good for us in the first month. And I know it because last October, boy, I've been waiting for this since then. And I didn't know I was gonna have to. Yeah, I'm the type to take God at his word. I'd be looking for it right then too. But after that, it's my testimony now. October went through so much, like it was. Know what he going to do, a blessing coming and all this, looking for it, know it's happening, got the word, then something totally opposite happened. Like, what? Yeah, I experienced a delay. That's what I experienced. And I didn't know it was going to take this long either, but during the process, I learned to put long patience in there to go with that long suffering that I learned, too, that I was going through. You know what I'm saying? But long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit, too, though. It's like love, joy, and peace. So back to the scripture, he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. It's going to be a blessing. Good one, too. Yeah. Because God had to do something. You know what I'm talking about? Verse number 26. Joel chapter 2, verse 26 says, "And you shall eat in plenty." I told you it's going to be a good blessing. "You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied." Be some good eating too. Gonna be satisfied, and you're gonna praise the name of the Lord too. So you're gonna eat in plenty, you're gonna be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. That he, it says, that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. I'm gonna read that verse one more time before we get up out of here. Joel chapter 2, verse 26. "And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise," make sure you praise the name of the Lord too, while you're getting up there getting full and fat. "You shall eat in plenty. You're going to be satisfied with what you're eating. And you're going to praise the name of the Lord, your God as well, that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Father, your will be done. Water the seed that was planted today and let it produce the blessings and the benefits that you daily load us with. Let it produce that into our lives. All for your glory. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And guess what? We're going to holler at you next time. 24/7. Better get these scriptures. Yeah. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know what I'm talking about? 24/7. Peace.
We lost one generation, we losing another, huh? Yeah. You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about the kids who dying to sin to these churches and this industry?
Let me in.
We lost one generation, we losing another, huh? Yeah. You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about the kids who dying to sin to these radio stations? Come on,
let me in.
Man, it's not good for business. If it's your reason, listen, there is something called a mission that's been God-given. Yeah. Different tasks, but still our purpose the same. To seek and save that which is lost by preaching the name.
Jesus,
the Son of God, who died for us all. But there's some, unless we bring it like this, man, they won't listen at all. Are you saying just let these die and go to hell? Hell nah, turn the cross, we bail. Just leave me there. This be the spot that marks the start for the revolution.
Yeah.
I guess you can call it a movement, cause we moving now.
Yeah.
Like brigades, laying out lives on the line. When your destiny is heaven, you don't mind dying.
At least for me,
I'm a soldier, I pledge my allegiance to Emmanuel, the only begotten Son Jesus. This world is dying for answers, perishing in its sin. Could it be I have the antidote?
Let me in.
We lost one generation, we losing another, huh?
Yeah.
You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about the kids who dying to sin to these churches and this industry?
Let me in.
We losing another, huh?
Yeah.
You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these radio stations? Come on,
let me in.
I'm political. That means once they're convinced that this music can make the money,
yeah,
then we in the door.
Okay.
Until then, remain faithful at heart, cause in this scheme of things it's all about Christ.
Uh-huh.
But we just playing our part. But it hurts, it seems nobody cares about these kids in the ghetto. Who's gonna meet them there? E-93 is there.
Yeah.
In constant rotation, but us who rap for Christ, just no support from my own stations. But then you say
it's time to reach to you.
Are you serious? And you wonder why I'm furious. This ain't no game, you ain't gonna reach these thugs in the ghetto with bird in my hair, and day by day I'm more convinced
that's not your intent.
So I proceed to open fire, exposing you phonies. If you was about winning souls, then this world would know me. This world is dying for answers, perishing in sin. I have the antidote.
Let me in.
We lost one generation, we losing another, huh?
Yeah.
You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these churches and this industry? We losing another, huh?
Yeah.
You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these radio stations? Come on,
let's
in the towel, cause opposition reigns, and I'm trapped in the shower, despite the hell I face, in and out of my day, it seems evil arises, even where I lay, but it won't take me cause I'm more than a conqueror, I keep on running and hurling, despite my obstacles, this world is dying, and I vow to die trying, to revive and defeat the passion, admission of Zion, thoughts of my past sin, got me gasping, can I really reach the masses, I'm asking, and it's through this the music that my voice is heard, and once it's heard it delivers, as long as it's a word, a generation of babies is out there going crazy, insanity's gripping me, watching them die daily, the radio waves are cursed, promoting sin, it's gonna take God to get me in, for sure, we lost one generation, we losing another, huh? You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it, what about these kids who die in the sin, to these churches and this industry, we losing another, huh? You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these radio stations? Come on, let me in.
Yeah, I'm talking to the churches right now. We must come out of our traditional ways. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to the choice of music, a lot of us say, well, you know, I don't care for the gospel rap, you know, but maybe it's not for you, you know what I'm saying? But what about your kids, your grandkids, whose choice of music is rap or hip-hop, huh? What about your kids and the artists that they choose to listen to?
Yeah. Forever and ever. Break yourself and don't try to front on your man T-O-N-I-T-A. When you bring it, don't even try to lie to me. If it's real, then you know how it gotta be. By now, you know my motto. Ain't nobody here trying to flex bravado. You know the signature. It's Christ we follow. If he's Lamont, then I wanna be Rollo. I know it's hard in the land of the lollipop. When they up in your face every time the trolley stops. But God got folly cops. So before folly starts, folly stops. In the last and evil, it's gonna take more than stained glass and steeple. But a distinctive people who only bow down to the regal. One who didn't count it robbery to be called equal. They the ones with no fear. They the ones who stand clear of the wolf and the wolf in sheep's gear. Word bomb. They know the difference between Luke 9:50 and the whole book of 1 John. Watch the con. He's an artist. Making you feel rabid when you know that the tartar. Like Nike.
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.